Hello and welcome to Scripture Verse by Verse. This is Michael Moret, and this is our ninth study in the book of Job. We come today to Job chapter 15, verse 27. And Father, we ask that you would add your blessings to the word that we're about to study. In Jesus' name, amen. Eliphaz, one of Job's so-called friends, is accusing Job of foolishness. And that is the reason he says that Job is having all these problems, suffering so terribly, which of course is not true. But let's pick it up in verse 27 of Job 15. It says, though he has covered his face with his fatness and made his waist heavy with fat, he dwells in desolate cities, in houses which no one inhabits, which are destined to become ruins. An overindulging slab of self. He's in trouble with God for the same reason. He's out of shape. He doesn't care. And that, of course, is what Eliphaz is accusing Job of being. 29. He will not be rich, nor will his wealth continue, nor will his possessions overspread the earth. And that is true. Not about Job, but eventually a bad person loses all that he has. No sinner takes his toys to hell. 30. He will not depart from darkness. The flame will dry out his branches, and by the breath of his mouth he will go away. The Bible says that Jesus will destroy the wicked, slay the wicked with the breath of his mouth when he returns. It'll be that easy. 30. Let him not trust in futile things, deceiving himself, for futility will be his reward. What you trust in cannot deliver anything bigger or better than what it is itself. That's why anything except for God is a worthless thing to trust in. 32. It will be accomplished before his time, and his branch will not be green. A person who trusts in things, in money, in people for security, will know even before they die that they look to the wrong things. When you are sick and there is no cure, none of those things will be able to help you. You trusted in the wrong thing. 33. He will shake off his unripe grape as a vine, and cast off his blossom like an olive tree. An ungodly person is one who looks for a shortcut to satisfaction, but in reality, like this verse suggests, he sells himself short. He never becomes what he could have become. 34. For the company of hypocrites will be barren, and fire will consume the tents of bribery. Godless people are fruitless people, spiritually speaking. Without Christ as Savior, even the good things they do are worthless for eternity. 35. They conceive trouble and bring forth futility. Their womb prepares deceit. Their souls are like breeding grounds for evil. These things are all true. The problem is they have nothing to do with Job. They are true of evil people. Chapter 16, verse 1. Then Job answered and said, in other words, Job is about to defend himself again, I have heard many such things. Miserable comforters are you all. It's bad to have a canker sore. It is worse when you bite it. Job's friends were like the bite. Their words just added to his pain. 3. Shall words of wind have an end? Or what provokes you that you answer? If they took a minute to think about their useless words, they'd be embarrassed. But they don't, so they just go on causing grief to Job. For I also could speak as you do. If your soul were in my soul's place, I could heap up words against you and shake my head at you. If the roles were reversed, Job could drill them also. But it wouldn't be any more right for him to do it than it was for them. 5. But I would strengthen you with my mouth, and the comfort of my lips would relieve your grief. Job says, if it was me, I'd do my best to say things that would lessen your pain. 6. Though I speak, my grief is not relieved. And if I remain silent, how am I eased? Complaining doesn't help. Not saying anything at all doesn't help. His life is what it is, and Job is stuck with it. 7. But now he has worn me out. You have made desolate all my company. Everything that ever meant anything to Job is gone. He feels worn out. He feels like the Lord has worn him out. 8. You have shriveled me up, and it is a witness against me. My leanness rises up against me and bears witness to my face. Job is nothing but skin and bones. People were saying, anyone who looks that rough must be a horrible sinner. 9. He tears me with his wrath and hates me. He gnashes at me with his teeth. My adversary sharpens his gaze on me. They gape at me with their mouth. They strike me reproachfully on the cheek. They gather together against me. God has delivered me to the ungodly and turned me over to the hands of the wicked. Job's 3 friends think their words are being faithful to God, but they are not. They are just being brutal to Job. 12. I was at ease, but he has shattered me. He also has taken me by my neck and shaken me to pieces. He has set me up for his target. In other words, I was doing fine until God decided to use me for target practice. And that's how Job feels. 13. His archers surround me. He pierces my heart and does not pity. He pours out my gall on the ground. God keeps hammering me, and I'm bleeding all over the place, says Job. 14. He breaks me with wound upon wound. He runs at me like a warrior. Job feels like a doormat for God's feet. 15. I have sewn sackcloth over my skin and laid my head in the dust. My face is flushed from weeping, and on my eyelids is the shadow of death. Job is close to being dead. That's actually what he wanted, but it always managed to escape him somehow. 17. Although no violence is in my hands, and my prayer is pure. You know, the verbal beating from Job's 3 friends has led to Job defending himself. And we have to be careful when we do that, because the fact is, we are all guilty sinners deserving of hell. 18. O earth, do not cover my blood, and let my cry have no resting place. The Lord had said back in the book of Genesis that the blood of Abel cried out from the ground after his brother Cain killed him. Job doesn't want his blood covered. I guess he's hoping that God will hear his blood just as he heard Abel's blood and maybe have some pity on him. 19. Surely even now my witness is in heaven and my evidence is on high. The Bible teaches that there is a record of all the things we have done, and that record is in heaven. It is a witness of our life. 20. My friends scorn me. My eyes pour out tears to God. Job is sitting in the city dump with tears rolling down his face. Meanwhile, his 3 friends are calling him a hypocrite and a liar. 21. Oh, that one might plead for a man with God as a man pleads for his neighbor. Job is longing for a defense attorney who could stand in the gap between him and God. That's what he's looking for. 22. For when a few years are finished, I shall go the way of no return. The way of no return, the road to death, is a one-way street. Meaning this, if you do not like eternity, you can't come back and do your life on earth all over again and make it different. Chapter 17, verse 1, my spirit is broken, my days are extinguished, the grave is ready for me. Job's body is in terrible condition. That's bad. But his spirit is also broken, which is making these hard times nearly unbearable for him. 2. Are not mockers with me? And does not my eye dwell on their provocation? Job saw people making fun of his condition. Well, anybody who would do that sort of thing had better say their prayers, and had better start with confession. 3. Now put down a pledge for me with yourself. Who is he who will shake hands with me? Job is asking God to defend his innocence because no one else is willing to do that. Job really doesn't have a real friend in the whole world. 4. For you have hidden their heart from understanding, therefore you will not exalt them. Job is asking God to not let his three friends go on thinking that they are right and he, Job, is wrong. 5. He who speaks flattery to his friends, even the eyes of his children, will fail. People who abuse others with their words can expect the wrath of God. 6. But he has made me a byword of the people, and I have become one in whose face men spit. Boy, you know, some people can be as vicious as a wild animal, even worse. There were those who actually spit in poor Job's face. 7. My eye has also grown dim because of sorrow, and all my members are like shadows. Job cried so hard, he couldn't even see half the time. In addition to that, he lost so much weight that he was just a shadow of his former self. 8. Upright men are astonished at this, and the innocent stirs himself up against the hypocrite. Job says decent people would be upset at my suffering, and godly people would go after those who mock or accuse me. 9. Yet the righteous will hold to his way, and he who has clean hands will be stronger and stronger. Now there's a lot of truth to this. This is very true, this statement. A truly righteous person, that is, one who is saved by faith in Jesus Christ, will not renounce Christ. They hold to their way. Righteous people grow in righteousness. Verse 10. But please come back, again, all of you, for I shall not find one wise man among you. Boy, you know you need a friend when you have to look to support from those who have blasted you unfairly in the past. And that is what Job is doing. He has no one. Verse 11, my days are past, my purposes are broken off, even the thoughts of my heart. Job realizes that he will never do some of the things that he always wanted to do. At least that's what he truly believes at this time. 12, they change the night into day. The light is near, they say, in the face of darkness. Job's counselors called night day and day night. In other words, they twisted the truth to whatever they wanted the truth to be, and they were no help at all. 13. If I wait for the grave as my house, if I make my bed in the darkness, if I say to corruption, you are my father, and to the worm, you are my mother and my sister, where then is my hope? As for my hope, who can see it? Will they go down to the gate of Sheol? Shall we have rest together in the dust? People who hope in the things of this world will lose all hope when they die and be gone. And that is why it is wise to have an eternal hope in Jesus Christ. That way, even when your life here, or if your life here is terrible, even if that is the case, you have something much better to look forward to in eternity. You have not lost your hope. Well, we will pick up our study next time, right here in chapter 18. Until then, so long, everyone.